Jeff Blankman, joined here today by McKenna Steiger with the East Sacker Raiders. She is heading off to Grandview to play some college basketball after finishing her high school career coming up this year. McKenna, congratulations. First of all, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yep, thank you.
You betcha. Let's start with the game of basketball for you. I know this has been something that you've grown to love in your life. When did that kind of start? How young were you when you started playing basketball and realized that you really enjoyed it?
We started actually like having a team in like second grade, but I've always had a ball in my hand since I can remember.
So was that like the first present you got when you were a little kid and in the crib and stuff? Is that what you kind of remember?
Yep.
Okay. So what was it like traveling and playing with a team in the second grade? What kind of fun was that?
It was really fun. Just to like start learning the game of basketball, and it was like a great start.
Who'd y'all play with? Was it a lot of the girls that you're still playing with today?
Yeah, it was actually combined with Lakeview and SAC, so that was kind of nice. So we got to start, so it'd be like our high school team, basically. And I still play with a lot of the same girls.
Now, was your dad the coach of that team as for you, or who coached you when you were younger?
Yeah, it was my dad.
Okay. So as you grew up and stuff, when did you start thinking, I want to play college basketball? Was that all the way back in the second grade, or when did the idea of playing college basketball start to drift into your mind a little bit?
It's always been, like, one of my biggest dreams to play college basketball since I probably was in second grade and since I started playing, and I just grew up loving the game, and it's been, like, one of my biggest dreams.
So what was it like when you contacted the coaches at Grandview and said that you were going to go ahead and sign with them? Was it excitement? Was it relief? What was that feeling like?
It was a little bit of relief. So now I have the rest of my senior year. I don't have to worry about it, but I was super excited because I love their program.
We'll talk about their program here in a moment. I love to hear you say you love their program, but you said it was kind of a relief so you could have your senior year. Was that a goal, to try and make the decision before your senior year started?
It wasn't always a goal. Like, I didn't really know that I was going to, but I just saw the opportunity and I decided to take it.
So let's talk about the recruiting process for you. When did you start hearing from schools and coaches? Who were some of the early programs that reached out to you about the game of basketball?
I started having like schools contact me about like elite camps and stuff my junior year, and I finally started getting like text from coach during like the summer, at the beginning of the summer. And some coaches that reached out to me early on were Briarcliff. I also received an offer from them, and I had a few other schools that invited me to the elite camps, like Central. And I couldn't go to the Central one, but I would have liked to have visited there maybe, but, yeah.
So when you started getting text messages, what kind of went through your mind? Was it kind of a cool thing? Was it kind of a surprise? Or did you kind of anticipate hearing from some schools at some point?
I had no idea. It was kind of, like, late that I started, like, receiving, like, offers or texts, and some of those text messages, I was really shocked and I was excited because I didn't know if it would ever happen, but it was one of my biggest dreams, so I was really excited.
Did you take your phone right away and show your friends, if you were with them, or mom or dad or something, and say, I got my first coach text?
Yeah, I showed my mom and dad first.
So those first conversations with coaches, what were they like? What are some of the first things that coaches tell you?
They first contacted me about, like, my goals and my dreams and what I'm looking for in the program. And I had a few phone calls. They asked me to, like, speak on the phone with them. So I spoke to them on the phone about all that stuff and about their program. And then I went and visited them all.
How many different schools did you visit here in the last maybe 6 months to a year?
The last 6 months. I think I visited about, like, four or five.
Take me through some of those trips. Which were the schools that kind of stood out for you?
Briarcliff was also one of my top choices. Northwestern has a really good basketball program. I liked it there. Central. I wish I would have visited there. Morningside, that program is pretty good.
Yeah, they've won a couple of national championships, haven't they? What is it? Did you know a lot about the GPAC and those schools before they started making contact, or did you have to do a little homework about those programs?
Yeah, I definitely had to do a little bit of homework about them. I didn't know much about them until maybe a couple years ago, but I started looking into them and seeing how good they were and stuff.
What stood out for you? You said Briarcliff was one of the top schools for you as well. What stood out for you about your trip to Briarcliff?
It's only like an hour away from home, so it's really close. It's like a smaller school, which I like. They have a good program for the athletic training department, so I thought that was good.
How much did that weigh into your decision, the major, and what you wanted to get your education in?
Yeah, it weighed a lot because education is going to take you a lot farther, and you're going to need that for the rest of your life.
That's a great way to look at it. Sounds like you've been taught well. When Grandview Crank came into the picture, when was that? What were those early conversations with the Grandview coaches like?
First started with a phone call, and I called her all about my goals and all about the program, and then I went on a visit there, and I really loved it. And the coach, she's great. And then we kept in contact after the visit and everything, and she like was asking me about my thoughts. And a few other girls already committed, so then I was like, I think I should commit because I saw my opportunity.
Did you know any of the other girls that have committed?
I don't really know them personally, but like I've played them in AU and other games, so I've like heard of them. A couple of them.
Now, I know you said that, when Coach called, she asked about your goals. You said some of the other coaches asked those same questions. What are your goals?
I just want to play the game of basketball. That's really all. And I just want to get better and keep playing the game.
Where do you feel you've gotten better as a basketball player here in the last couple of years?
The last couple of years, I've really improved. Well, even like just over the summer, I've really improved my strength for next year. And I've improved some of my driving skills and my free throws and all that.
Is that the biggest areas you felt you needed to get better at?
Yeah, and I'm still improving on my defense. And that's what I really worked on this summer.
Take me through some of the drills you were doing to get better defensively, because those are hard drills.
Yeah. With our coaches, we do a lot of slides, and just playing really helps.
So,
and learning tips from coaches and watching videos, and that all helps.
What do you feel the strengths of your game are?
I feel like seeing the court and all the court vision and seeing who's open and who's hot and putting it in their hands, and I would say shooting three-pointers. And really just seeing who's the open person.
You are a terrific three-point shooter. How did you develop that skill?
Just getting in the gym every day. That's what I do. Getting up shots every day. Doesn't matter how long.
Do you try to emulate Caitlin Clark at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Who is your hero as a basketball player?
I would either say Caitlin Clark or Paige Beckers. I really like her.
Okay, what is it about those two? Because those two, last year anyway, they were by far the two best players, I think, in college basketball.
Yeah, for sure. It's just Paige. She just tries on everything. Defense, offense, she's good at it all. And Caitlin, she's one of the greatest shooters of all time, I think.
I absolutely agree with you on both of those. So when you went on your trip to Grandview, what about the campus did you like? And then did you commit while you were there, or did you take some time to think about it when you got home?
The campus, it's only about 2 hours from home, so again, it's not that far. And it's a super nice program. Like, the campus is really nice. it's a lot newer. And I didn't commit right away. It was about a few weeks. And after me and the coach there have been keeping in contact, she just texted me and reached out, and she was like, what are your thoughts on our program? And then that's when I decided to commit.
What was her reaction like?
She sent me one of those little gifts, and she said, let's go. And she said, can't wait to have you as a Viking.
Oh, that is awesome.
So she was pretty excited as well.
So while you were on campus, did you get a chance to you know look at your major and the classes that you're going to take and maybe some of the buildings you'll be in for some of your school as well?
Yeah, I looked all around the program and what rooms they showed me I would be in. And they have this really nice athletic training room just specialized for that and a classroom for that, which was really nice. And you can actually get a 3-2 master's there. So instead of 6 years, it would be 5 years there.
Okay, I'm sure that probably stood out to you a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So what got you interested in that field in athletic training?
I knew I always wanted to, like, help people and be in the medical field, but I also just recently decided on athletic training because I knew I wanted to stay in sports, and that's how I decided.
Well, you know, you could have went into radio, right?
Yeah, that was also another option.
Was it? Had you thought about that at all?
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Well, just remember, we're always here if you want to. So McKenna, all right. Your senior season. I know you got volleyball to go through first, but you're being you're heading off to play basketball. Let's ask you, what are the goals for you and for your team coming up this basketball season?
This season, we lost one senior, one starter, so we're coming back pretty strong. So our goal is to win a lot of games this year because we have a chance at being really good. And for me personally, I just want to get better and get up to the level of playing college. And I also want to break the 3-point record for our school.
Do you know what you need to get there?
Yep, I need 46 more.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to get it, as I think you're going to have an outstanding senior season. I think Grandview's lucky to be getting you. So appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making the decision to head to Grandview.
Thank you.
You bet. McKenna Steiger again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, she's going to be headed to Grandview to continue her education and also her basketball career.